Just a quick note before we get started that this episode is part of our Blast from the Past series, where we spotlight one of the amazing members of the LA Tech ecosystem from our archive. And if you're a new listener or you're just looking for more great LA Tech content, dig into the back catalog. There are literally hundreds of conversations to choose from. Enjoy the episode.
For me, a lotus flower is very symbolic because it's one of the few flowers that is able to produce seeds and bloom all at the same time, and that represents the simultaneity of cause and effect. And in our lives, every single action that we take has a cause and effect, especially when meeting people.
I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Every startup and tech company is after one main thing: creating a company culture. I'd like to introduce you to Poppin. Poppin is more than just a popular furniture company. They are a culture creator. Poppin is so proactive about embracing our community culture, bringing everyone together at their incredible Silicon Beach mixers. Definitely go to poppin.com. Mention We Are LA Tech to get on the invite list. Poppin's main mission is to create an atmosphere where we together can work happy. Poppin.com, P-O-P-P-I-N.com.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. We are in the lovely Beach House Co-work here in Santa Monica, and it is a gorgeous day at the beach, something that Jade, our next lovely guest, was able to experience before coming into the studio. I am so excited to be celebrating the fantastic women in tech here in Los Angeles. Hello, Jade.
Hi, Esprit. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So first of all, how was the beach?
Unbelievable. It is so bright and clear and sunny, and I took about 5 million photos of the water.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That's cool. Yes. I think Brian from Magic Links, who also works out of Beach House Co-work, he was saying that he reminds me all the time. He's like, in order to feel more grounded, just walk over to the beach, take a water in the water, and it will just make you feel peaceful and recharge your day.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there are actually scientific studies about how it affects your brain.
I heard that too.
Calms you down. And we're lucky that, well, you're even luckier. You're like 10 seconds away from the beach. I'm about like a 20-minute drive without traffic.
So everybody, take this podcast wherever you're listening right now, turn off your computer and go to the beach. That's the moral of the story. So Jade, tell us, and go ahead and formally introduce yourself and tell us about your company.
Hey everyone, I'm Jade Brandes. I'm the founder and CEO of Range. Range is a mobile app for professional networking, and this is professional networking in real time and on location. So unlike a lot of different professional networking platforms out there, this actually helps curate in-person meetings instead of staying in the online space and hoping for a message back to maybe one day meet for coffee a month later. We help you meet those people at your location immediately.
And how long have you guys existed?
So we came up with the concept back in 2015, and just playing around with the idea of it and going to friends and family asking if people would actually use this service. It was huge. And so then we started the fundraising process and started building it out. And we released an open beta version on the App Store just last year. And we are currently still testing our beta active users and releasing a V1 in the near future.
And when you say we, you and your team, how many people are on your team?
So it's myself, our chief growth officer, Francis, and our chief technology officer, James.
And how did you find your amazing team?
Oh, man. I really wish I could say that we all knew each other since we were five and things have been amazing, or that we at least met in college. But no, actually, I used some of our competitors to find them. I found Francis on co-founder and James on LinkedIn. And it was a long and arduous process, but, you know, you stick with it long enough and you've meet your goal.
How did you reach out? Did you say you met James through LinkedIn?
Mm-hmm.
What is that process like? You just go on LinkedIn.com and search, what is CTO or something? Like?
Yeah.
No. That's crazy. No,
seriously.
Optimize your profiles, people. Optimize those profiles.
Yeah, it was really me reaching out to anyone in technology in Los Angeles. who actually reached out back and taking tons and tons of phone calls and meetings. And it was a lot of outbound searching.
What was, first of all, how did you organize that search? Did you keep the everybody you reached out to in a spreadsheet?
No. Well, I mean, I reached out and messaged everybody. So on LinkedIn, it helps because, you know, you just see who you've already messaged.
Yeah.
Although I do have the free version. So.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I was wondering, how'd you, you asked for the intro or how does
no,
that?
No, you can message them. You can still message them. But then there are some people where I don't quite remember, but you had to have the paid service to message.
Yeah.
So then I would just skip over that person. And then, you know, if I got to a point where I went through every single person and was still coming up blank, then I would pay for it. It just never got to that point.
And what was your pitch?
Oh, gosh. well, it was basically just telling them what we're doing, what Range is and how we work and what we're looking for. And it's such a problem, especially, if you're on LinkedIn looking for a job, then you know that it's an issue. Really finding people to network with, whether that's from advisor to a new job, in real time and in real locations. People were actually pretty excited to join the project.
And you're an amazing cheerleader for celebrating your team and appreciating them with equity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you go about do that? Because I know the legal process and just the paperwork involved with equity. One, how do you decide how much equity to give somebody? And then how do you even set up the paperwork for that?
Well, luckily, Patrick, shout out to Patrick Wilson Sonsini, definitely helps with
here
that.
Here in Los Angeles.
Here in Los Angeles, yes. And I know he goes back and forth from San Diego to LA, so God bless him. But yes, there is a lot of legalese with setting up that equity. And with both of them, actually, negotiations really didn't take that long. What I gave out was pretty fair for them, and they were pretty excited to come on board. And really, I think it was mostly just the project and what we're doing, because this problem, honestly, meeting in person, which is basically it, if you want to like just break it down,
right,
has been a problem for over a decade, or basically since social media started. And we see its effects now over 10 years later, how society interacts with each other,
which is
really through their phones, then back with each other, if that makes sense. You know?
No, totally. There's so many studies about how social media has crippled us from knowing how to communicate with one another in real life.
And I've talked to a lot of college counselors trying to prep students for finding their job. And she said that meeting people and networking at job fairs, et cetera, has become a very soft skill.
Yeah.
And that's terrifying.
Terrible. I mean, is there anything that Range will or can do to help educate people how to form in-person relationships?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now on the platform, just to make it easier, we are your wingman for networking. Each profile comes with a certain number of tags, which are your interests. So you can, before meeting that person, you can actually see who that person is and what interests they may have. So you have some sort of conversation to strike up. And actually in our version one, we are actually going to start automating back-end matches. That way there can be a certain level of hierarchy when networking, but we would actually just eliminate that. That way we can match two people together with mutually beneficial elements to each other. That way it's not one person asking someone that they feel is quote unquote above them on the social ladder for help when they feel like they can give nothing back in return. And that's the hardest part of networking, is asking and asking and asking and feeling rejected, or the potential of being rejected, because you don't know what you can offer in return. So with Range, we actually match you up with people where you'd have that mutual benefit. That way, when you network, it's really just not just an exchange of services, but really getting to know each other and then exchanging services, as opposed to a begging type of feeling.
So true. Begging. People are like, please do something for me.
Yeah,
just help me in my life. Give
no
me
one
what
wants
I
to
want.
Be that person.
Yeah. Okay. And what LA Tech resources have you accessed? You've raised money, and you're about to raise your second round, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are they LA investors?
Yes.
And how were you able to form the relationship with LA investors specifically? Because I hear so many times that investors in LA are not investing, and you have to go to San Francisco to raise money. You've had the different experience.
Yeah, I've had a greatly different experience. There's definitely a lot of money here in LA. Yes, probably a lot more in SF. I do go there often. But there is quite a bit of LA, and there are LA money, and they are really, really supportive of the tech community. Daniel over at Founder Meets Funder, which is just right here in Santa Monica, puts on great events for entrepreneurs, even first-time entrepreneurs, and meeting people from Pasadena and Tech Coast Angels and all these angel groups. And when you can meet someone like that who can become your champion to then move forward into the next angel round investments, then that's great. But there's a lot of opportunity here.
What's his name?
Founder Meets Funder.
Founder Meets Funder. And we'll include it in the show notes, you guys, so you could check it out. Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew how to find that. Yeah. And where is Founder Meets? How do they access it? Is it just going to the website or a meetup group? Or
yeah, they have a website. Daniel runs it.
And what's Daniel's full name?
I can't remember his last name off the top of my head. But he puts
on... The Amazing Daniel.
but he puts on an event... few times a year. They're actually right here in Santa Monica.
Cool.
And he's got like these great little speed dating type events where, yeah, you just spend 3 minutes meeting all these different investors.
And aside from Founder Meets Funder, what other LA tech resources have you accessed to support you in your growth with Range?
Gosh, so many. So like I mentioned before, Wilson Sonsini, great for any legalese you may need help with starting up. Also, Expert Dojo, another great resource here in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
They've got Brian's amazing.
Yeah. Man, that guy is super community driven. He just like risks everything to kumbaya with people and support people and create a whole mentorship ecosystem over there.
Yeah.
Tell us more about Expert Dojo.
So I remember them, God, when they were, I want to say first starting out, but I've seen them do a few moves. And each time he moves, it just gets bigger and bigger and better. And really, it's just about bringing the community together from entrepreneurs to investors and a lot of advisors. And he has a few accelerator workshops that he puts on, but even just going to the events and just meeting your community, getting advice from people who have been doing this for decades, people who have already sold a couple companies. They all seem to know Brian. And so just ingratiating yourself into that community, just going to some of the free events that he puts on would do you wonders.
Amazing. Yeah, he's great. And other than those, I mean, we're really getting into the LA Tech events to attend. Is there one must attend LA Tech event that comes to mind for you?
I would have to say Founder Meets Funder.
Are they monthly?
I don't think they're as frequent as monthly, but he does put on a few every year, because that's a time for you, especially first-time entrepreneurs, to one, really meet the investor community. I've actually formed some great friendships with investors that I can always go back to for both advice and for when we're ready for that round, that have my back, which is awesome. And I can't really say, I mean, I don't know how many people can really say that.
Right.
But you get one-on-one time with not just one or two investors, but a bunch of different investors. And it's also time for you to practice your pitch. You've got 3 minutes and you have to wow them. And it doesn't matter if you know, you did poorly, because they'll probably just forget. You know, they meet so many people.
It's great to practice.
So it's great to practice. And then when you do stand out, it's a great time to really start a relationship with them.
What's one LA tech company or talent you've come across lately who have really impressed you?
Ooh, lately. God, there's so many. Actually, I met them. So I'm at a WeWork, and I met them at my WeWork building. Well, I moved from La Brea to Pacific Design Center, but there's this company called World, WRLD, and they used to be a video gaming company, and they've pivoted now to indoor mapping.
Nice.
Except they kept that video game feel.
Right.
So if you look at something like Google Maps or whatnot, it's very reality-based, and it can look really cluttered. And what World does, they create this entire world, but it has, again, like I said, that video game aspect, which is kind of cool. And they can actually show you every single room, piece of furniture, indoors of any venue, just depending on which venue has kind of used their services.
Nice.
So it's great when you do have events or, you know, using a platform like Range. They're in West Hollywood. They have one office in West Hollywood, it's in San Francisco, and then one overseas. But we're actually looking, possibly working with them down the line, so that people can actually find each other in real time indoors, but actually looking at a picture of where you're at instead of...
Oh, cool. Yeah. Because you're like, I'm in the right corner.
Right. Instead of something, you know, like Google Maps and, you know, your giant dots.
Yeah. So it's WRLD.
Yeah.
Cool. And so we'll include World in the show notes as well. You mentioned WeWork. Mm-hmm. You guys work out of WeWork.
Yes.
Why WeWork? What does WeWork do for you? What is WeWork? The fabulous WeWork.
The WeWork. Oh, gosh. Love WeWork. So WeWork is a community-based shared office space. So it's a bunch of different, a bunch of different companies that all work in one location. Everyone has a bunch of different offices. There's a shared kitchen, shared community tables. But what's great about it is all the different people that you get to meet. So actually, I'm at the WeWork with Start Engine, who you have.
Kinsey.
Yeah. So you have talking about cryptocurrency. So they're, you know, I see them every day. They're right down the hall.
I love that you knew. Wait, did you listen to the cryptocurrency?
Yeah.
So cool. You guys, in case you don't know, we're doing Cryptocurrency Fridays. And so every Friday for a short while or indefinitely, as long as you guys want it, we're doing Cryptocurrency Fridays with our guest host, Ira Herman, who's also our faux CTO and passionate cryptocurrency guy. He is the founder of, I think it's called coinbot.io. And yeah, I know nothing about cryptocurrency. I learn it all from Ira and Kinsey. And it's not my world whatsoever. Do you do cryptocurrency?
No, I actually just received my first Bitcoin in the mail as a gift. And I didn't know that it was actually like a coin.
Wait, what happened? Do you like throw it away or something? Like,
no, I mean, I have it as like a keepsake. I really don't know what to do with it.
No, check this out. So my friend gave me, I think it's Bitcoin, for a birthday gift. I think it was a joke of some sort, like a long time ago. He's like, by the way, do you know that like 25-cent Bitcoin I gave you is like worth $400 now? I'm like, what are you talking about? You gave me Bitcoin? I didn't even remember. I'm like, how do I access this thing?
Because it looks like one of those like gold chocolate coin candies that you eat, except crazy. It's not candy.
So crazy. You're awesome. How can people connect with you?
Feel free to email me at jade@rangeinc.com. That's RENGEINC.com. I'm also on every single social media platform as Jade Brandes on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm forgetting one. Facebook. The biggest one.
and if you had one ask of the community, something they could do to support you in your success, what would that ask be?
Yeah, I would love user feedback on our platform. How can we help you to make this a better experience? Ultimately, our goal is to help you make connections in real life that last, not just a message online that you never hear back from the other person again, or you get ghosted. Which we all know too well about.
Yeah.
So how can we help you? Download the app and let us know where we can improve.
And where can we find the app again?
So the app is Range, RENGE, and it's up on the iOS App Store.
Yeah, I didn't ask, why Range?
So Range actually comes from the word renge, which means lotus flower. And for me, a lotus flower is very symbolic because it's one of the few flowers that is able to produce seeds and bloom all at the same time. And that represents the simultaneity of cause and effect. And in our lives, every single action that we take has a cause and effect, especially when meeting people. Today, I can meet you and we don't know, 50 years down the line, maybe we'll still be BFFs.
Yeah.
You just never know where life will take you. Except the problem was renge was difficult for people to pronounce. So we ended up using the word range. And it worked out because now we can ask people with the app, are you in range?
Oh, I love that. That's awesome. I love that. But remember, everybody, it's RENGE.
Yes.
Thank you so much for hanging out with the We Are LA Tech podcast. I think it's awesome what you're doing to help facilitate quality, meaningful relationship building in Los Angeles and beyond. And I will talk to you guys, hear you guys, see you guys on the next episode. Remember, you could always say hello at We Are LA Tech on our social channels, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or just message me. You know where to find me. Bye. Every startup and tech company is after one main thing,
creating a company culture, I'd like to introduce you to Poppin. They think about culture for a tech company from their design to the functionality of all their furniture. It's gorgeous colors. They have conference room tables that turn into ping pong tables. They have normal coffee tables that turn into cornhole tables. They have functional lounge chairs where you could work and relax all at the same time. Stand desks, sit down desks, anything that you could think of. Poppin is proactive about embracing our community culture, bringing everyone together at their incredible Silicon Beach mixers. Definitely go to poppin.com. Mention We Are LA Tech to get on the invite list. Poppin's main mission is to create an atmosphere where we together can work happy. Poppin.com. P-O-P-P-I-N.com.